I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend.
Here is a dot on the plot about retail. If you're a guy, how would you describe your clothing style? Perhaps you're practical, or you lean professional. A classic look, really. Maybe it's the rugged look you're going for? Well, a recent survey from a fashion PR agency said 53% of men identify their style as basic bro. Yeah. And there are a whole lot of companies catering to that, especially online. They're nicknamed bro tailors. Sam Grobart, a senior writer for Bloomberg Businessweek, is here to explain. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be here.
I think I need to start by reading a little bit of your own story back to you about the bro tailor customer. He's not the rumpled office drone who wants 9 suits for the price of 1 at Joseph A. Bank, or the tidy tailored aesthete who favors J. Crew. Rather, he's the id-driven, post-collegiate 20-something bro. The dude who might call his friend Broseph Stalin and eat a bag of bro-tato chips. Oh my God.
I mean, any opportunity you have with bro and punnery is a pretty great opportunity there.
You wrote this sentence, these sentences so beautifully, but you've also captured this demographic that these retailers are going for. Who are they?
These are 20-something-year-old men, predominantly white, who probably were in a fraternity when they were in college. They are exceedingly casual. They are very irreverent. And they have a certain cocksure swagger, shall we say, a confidence about themselves that is being reflected in the clothing and the marketing of these retailers.
Why such an explosion in retailers who want to sell to this market and do so in such a niche way?
I think it's a combination of demographics and technology. For starters, you have this large group of young men who have never really been sold to before. If you think about men's clothing in the past, it was very aspirational, whether it was Ralph Lauren or even Tommy Hilfiger, or going further back, Brooks Brothers, but it never spoke to these young men in the language that they themselves used. Hmm. On the technological side, the opportunity to be an e-commerce retailer and maybe only sell one line of clothing, shorts, shirts, was simply not possible when it was just brick and mortar retail and you had to sell an entire line of clothing to get shelf space at a department store or someplace else.
You mentioned the name of the company, Chubbies. You also marked this as sort of id-driven. I mean, there's a sort of playful juvenilia that goes along with all of this.
We've talked, right? I mean, everyone talks about sort of the permanent adolescence of modern adulthood. And I think this definitely plays
into
that.
It's like the Judd Apatow character in clothing.
It's Judd Apatow. It's Chris Pratt. It's the Hangover crew. It's all of these things that we see reflected in our culture, except being put into a business model.
You have so many wonderful quotes in here, but there is one from a marketing executive who says, it's almost like these brands are creating safe spaces where dudes can be dudes.
Thank God for that, right?
I mean, I do have actually 4 question marks in the margin that I've written on my copy here. And yet, it does seem like from a marketing perspective, they have tapped into this...
Hey, it's okay.
Yeah.
Come with us.
Yeah.
So one of the things that that very same marketing executive was talking about was the fact that there is right now an active conversation among women in America about how to be, how to live, how to work, how to exist in the world. Men are not having that same conversation, she was saying, but they may be aware of it and it may make them feel nervous. You know, here comes a brand that is open and embracing in a very regressive retro style, saying, hey, don't worry about all that stuff. Just come over here. Remember Meatballs with Bill Murray? It's going to be a lot like that. You're going to love it. The other interesting thing is that more than one of these companies described themselves to me exactly the same way. They said, we're sort of a content company masquerading as an apparel company.
Wow.
And they really spend a lot of time on maintaining a relationship with their customer through social, through mobile, through their website, through newsletters. So it's as much a feeling of being in a club as it is a place to go buy clothes.
Sam Grobart, senior writer for Bloomberg Businessweek, thank you very much.
Been a pleasure.